Okay, good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, October 24th at 6:21 p.m. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, Finance and Public Safety Committee. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mark, do you want to do the roll?
Sure. 6:21 p.m. Sarah Vadomsky.
Here.
George Cortica.
Present.
And Robin Falcione Smith.
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum present.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have nothing new, no deletions. Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed.
No problem, I'm here, I'm here.
I was wondering, Karen.
I got a phone call, so I'll talk fast. Okay, I was thrilled to see something from Agatha. It apparently was a thought that was very good at the time, and it's still appropriate. So I'm glad that you're discussing it. One other thing that crossed my mind was that we shouldn't have to be discussing these things because none of what happened at the last administration should have happened. But being that it did, we need to put things in place to be sure that we don't have it happen again. And over in Shelton, they have it set up where the aldermen have their own funds that is theirs to choose how it's being spent. Now, it's 2% of their budget, which is a little excessive. But I think that as you're making these discussions, it may be appropriate for you to also create a new line item for the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen that is away from the Corporation Council's line items. It's away from everything. It's specifically defined for Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen to expend for either professional services or some definition and have a cap on it. But I think that you need to have some money that you can access that is totally independent of everything else. Just a thought to add to these discussions.
Thank you, Karen. Third and final again, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, City of Derby purchasing and procurement policies, discussion only. So I ask that this be added to the agenda back in the beginning of 2022 when we had a finance committee. MFAC had requested kind of sharpening the pencil on our procurement and purchasing policies. And we began those discussions with Agatha, then that ended. And so I asked Brian Hall to take a look at these just as a draft, just as a reference for, you know, what was presented to us. And then, you know, let's take a look at what is in our charter, which, you know, we certainly must abide by, and then see if we can't put together purchasing and procurement policies that are maybe sort of an in-house City Hall SOP that are in line with our charter, or if we need to start taking a look at adjusting some items in our charter and you know, thinking about putting together a charter revision commission and start taking a look at those things. So, Brian, do you have anything you want to add to this? I'm going to have you, if you want to come on up here. Thank you.
No, I'm absolutely looking forward to reviewing what we've done in the past and then comparing it to the charter. I think there were some contradictions that we'll have to work through. I'm glad that we finally do have a finance committee right now with two members. That really hadn't happened for my entire tenure here. So, getting the right people in those spots is kind of the first step, right? We could put all the rules around it, but if we're not staffing our committees appropriately, that's not just the finance committee. It's very hard, to get things done, especially the right way. So I'm glad we've got that committee in place now. I think we can start to enforce some of the things that are currently in the charter and absolutely come up with some new ideas of how to at least tackle the procurement side. I look forward to, maybe one day a larger project around changing the charter, because I do think there are some things in the charter that are hindering the city's ability to operate, better and more efficiently and effectively. So I absolutely want to kind of continue that conversation at the right time, because I think that's going to be really key in fixing, like you said, and making sure these things don't happen again. And look, lastly, it is about staffing and getting the right people. You can't police everything in a charter or in a document. If you don't invest in your people and your talent, then you're going to see a lot of the same things. I mean, a lot of the problems in the past were around budgeting and reporting and just making sure that people understand, and transparency, right? And that's more about the people that you hire than per se the rules of a charter or another document. So I think all of those things got to come together, but certainly we will work to try to figure out how to make all of that happen. When we do, then you'll see, okay, we're really on the right path.
Thank you, Brian. George, Robin, do you have any questions?
No.
No, I reviewed the policies here, and I think long overdue that we have purchasing or procurement policy for everything here. This way, it puts out what we could do, what we can't do, and as I said, it's a long time coming. We have a finance committee now that'll help you with some of your duties.
Thank you. All right. Brian, I appreciate that. And we will continue to pick away at this. And if there's anything that this board can do to help, please let us know. With that, we'll move on to number 7, 2023-2024 financial audit update. Discussion only. I asked Brian to give us an update and asked that this be a standing item on our at our committee meetings going forward, so that everyone is aware of where we are, what is going well, what we're struggling with, just to, again, in the spirit of transparency and keeping everybody up to date.
Right. And to that point, first thing is there was no reporting, right? So that apologies. I think that will be key in each meeting, is establishing that reporting and making sure everyone understands it. I think there can be very detailed reporting, but then also summarized reporting. This is something I also talk with the Board of Ed about, because I think that's a lot of the problems that have occurred over there is because of the lack of understanding of the reporting that they were getting, and then potentially not even getting enough reporting. So I will sit here and speak a little bit of it today, but I think going forward, the numbers are far more important than what any finance director would say.
And just to be clear, just no apology necessary, because I asked Brian yesterday to give this. So certainly understand that why we don't have them.
But we will we'll get that going forward. And I think it's really key that reporting is simple enough that everybody does understand it, and that it's consistent. So the Board of Ed numbers, the city's numbers, WPCA, it all looks the same and has the same
let's say, data in it as far as we're comparing a budget, we're comparing a prior year, we're looking at actuals, right? I mean, one of the big problems of the city was we would look budget versus budget versus budget, and no one ever really took a look at what was actually going on except for in the audit, and that's 2 years later, right? And we're fortunately in a good place where we are relatively up to date, where we can come up with some good numbers and understand trends and where we're at with things. So as far as 23-24 goes, we are well ahead of prior year as far as the audit goes, as far as getting information to our auditor. He's been digging into it. I certainly would expect the audit to be complete sooner than it was in previous years. That said, this is the first year with the new accounting system. And there are some, material weaknesses associated with how that was set up. And, a lot of extra work has to be done in many instances that we need to fix. The vendors we were using, they were helping us out last year with some of the tasks. And now they're looking for us to move forward to more of the different modules and different solutions, and it's more complicated, technical, requires a little bit different level of skill, and it requires a lot more people throughout the city to do it. And so, I've been a little bit struggling with trying to make all that happen. But look, that said, we'll certainly continue to try to do the best we can. I'll work with our auditor to understand, okay, where is his biggest concerns so that I can address them going forward with this new software, or if need be, look at other software solutions. I think, key also being Board of Ed having different software, it doesn't help. It makes it a real challenge to make sure, to understand what's going on there and making sure that they're in line with where we expect them to be. That is probably the one area where I'd like to believe I've got a 80% confidence level of what's going on. But if there's going to be one area that maybe surprises me a little bit, it likely comes from there, which I don't think is a surprise to anyone else. It's been an issue in the past. We've repeatedly had to go in front of the board to ask for funds for unbudgeted items and such. So I'd say those are kind of my areas of concern. But, in general, we're definitely on track to have the first surplus in a couple of years. And that's largely in part to the actions that the board took with the ARPA funds and with the retirement savings and the pension contributions. So I really do thank everyone for that. I think that you're really going to be able to see those benefits when the audit is done. And that is a huge step in getting out of MFAC. The next big step is getting rid of all these deficiencies. While I'm confident we will get rid of a few of them, you're talking about June of 23 to July of 24. So, I started in December, and was really playing catch up and working on a lot of other things. So I know, and there's still a lot of issues between, like I said, Board of Ed in the city and reconciliations that I know never really got tackled in that time period. So again, we're always working toward it, but it's definitely difficult. But all in all, honestly, I think it's going to be a really positive audit, especially relative to the last 2 years. So I am excited about that. And then we just got to keep on track for this year's budget and make sure that everything's falling in line where we think, so we don't have any surprises come January when we're putting the next budget together. I don't know, does anyone have any specific questions kind of about the audit or anything else? Can I address?
Are you giving, or when is the next MFAC, or when was the most previous?
So next MFAC meeting is in November.
November. Okay. And the latest one was in, they have a September one?
They had one in August, I think.
August. Yeah. I know. Okay, so November.
And we actually met with them in between because it had been a while. So they had asked to meet with us and with myself and the mayor. think meeting went very well. We gave them the updates, very similar to everything I've talked about, only with some of that reporting to go with it. So, you know, they know we're on track as far as our numbers go, as far as, you know, we've fixed the budgeting problems, you know, we've addressed the revenue shortfalls. And, you know, now it's really, again, some of these just deficiencies on our day-to-day kind of accounting that we just need to work through.
Great. Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Since we're here. So you just mentioned that revenue deficiencies. You mentioned it 10 seconds ago. So do we ever, or did you ever find out what these revenue deficiencies were? And were they because of poor planning, poor, that's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to, we're planning. Poor planning on the past budgets?
Certainly, poor budgeting practices and planning was a large part of the issues at Derby. Unrealistic, maybe less so on the revenues, more so on the expenses, right? Unrealistic expense budgeting was a big problem. You know, while each director has their own, you know, departments that they manage, there's still a huge chunk of money in the city for benefits, for other things that really falls on, we'll call it the finance director, or I guess in the past, maybe the chief of staff and the mayor have gotten involved. And really that bucket of money is where things have gone awry. And perhaps that is one of the things we do look at when it comes to these practices, best practices that we're talking about, because, you know, should some of those people have those ability to adjust the budgets for those items or not, right? Should we be leveraging some of our vendors, specifically maybe our insurance broker, with some of these budgeting items versus somebody internally in the administration who may or may not be the best person to make those decisions. So I think, you know, yeah, that it's really been more on the expense side. I definitely, you know, right now on the revenue side, we unfortunately did have to raise the taxes to plug those holes. But we're trying to focus on some other revenue streams. We're really trying to clean up the city with a lot of, with the blight and get some of these properties back on the market, again, to grow the grand list. We've got some new properties being developed. So, you know, a lot of good things are happening. I think, you know, it's slow, unfortunately. You see those things over time, but we're certainly heading in the right direction.
Well, that's good to hear, because people in town want to know, we raise the taxes, but, you know, hey, I pay property taxes too. So, you know, people want to know what the issue was in prior years. So that's good to know that it's on record now, what you stated, that what our issues were in the past, and that we're correcting these issues with your expertise, thankfully, that this is going forward. And one other question is, you spoke about the software program that you're using now, compared to what was used in the past. So you said there was a little difficulty in this new program. So are you getting help from the vendor, or, you know, are they helping you with this? Do we have to go out, you know, hopefully not, the bid again for a new vendor? But are you getting all the help that you need to tackle this program issue?
You know, our vendors are doing, you know, the best they can from what they can affect. But a lot of it, you know, anytime you're, I mean, they changed all the general ledger codes, for example, right? So entire new mapping needed to be done. And not only with that system, but also with other systems that touch it, for instance, payroll, right, for example. And where before really it was one system in both the tax office and the accounting, and it all really worked together. Now it's two systems. And I think the goal was that they would work together as if one, but it's been a lot of work and we're still not there. And, you know, there are still many gaps that, you know, need to be addressed. And it's difficult to find the time to really work through some pretty complex issues and things that have to get done when there's just so many other things that you're still trying to catch up and do on a daily basis. So, you know, yes, but also it's not enough to just have, you know, those vendors help. I think some of it is just internally, you know, and we have to do a lot of work to make these systems talk to each other. And so it's just going to take a little more time. And I agree. I don't want to have to switch vendors and start over again. This audit will be really telling as far as our auditor's perspective on things that I know he's not going to be particularly happy about. And he's going to want to know how we're going to address them and the time frames. So it's certainly something that I'm going to have to really focus on.
And everybody says that we're glad to have you with your expertise and everything. You know, you helped the city out in the darkest moment that we've had. And everybody respects your knowledge and, you know, so I'm saying, and I'm sure the chairman would agree with this, that if you have any issues, if you need anything, you come before this committee and let us know. Don't be afraid. Let us know. And we're here to help you. You know, so, you know, we want everything to run smooth, in the city. So, like I said, we're glad to have you. Thank God we hired you. You went through anything. But if you ever need anything, come before this committee and we will do the best we can to help you out.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. So just come before us.
Absolutely. I'm not a timid one myself here, so I do know.
Robin, you have a question or comment?
Nope. I'm looking forward to reading whatever is going to be coming out with the financial.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, number 8, Registrar of Voters Wage Request. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen on a wage adjustment for the Registrars of Voters.
If I may, Madam Fair Lady, our office is still working on our analysis of whether a midterm raise, if you will, is permitted under Connecticut state law. I expect to have something within the next couple of weeks. So with that, I would ask that it be kicked over to the next agenda.
Okay, so I will ask for a motion to table.
Motion to table. We'll hear back from the Corporation Counsel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number 9, adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, by Robin, seconded by George at 6:45 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right, have a good Halloween.